Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Happy New Year! We've been looking at a good way to start the year by listening to God and having His guidance. We have been reading from guidance scriptures, scriptures that I have written in the back of my Bible to sit down and meditate. Whenever I need to have an answer, sometimes I get these pages open and I just start meditating on them, and then when I pray and wait for the answer to come. Now in Romans 8, 14 and 16, we ended with this yesterday. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit. The Spirit Himself bears witness inside you. He speaks to you. He gives you a green light or a red light, the Holy Spirit. Now in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus is speaking primarily to the Jews living under the Old Covenant. But beginning in John 14, end of John 13, 14, 15, 16, and on, he begins to move over and give what the new covenant will be like, the new creation realities. Now, as a commentary on these chapters, 14 through 16, where Jesus is speaking with his disciples, Alexander McLaren has written these words. I have them written here with my guidance scriptures. Every believing soul has this divine spirit for his teacher, and may, if we will, learn of him and be led by him into profounder knowledge of that great Lord. The belief in the actual presence with the church of a spirit that teaches all faithful members thereof is far too much lost out of the sight of the common Christianity of this day, and he wrote long ago. We ought to be the standing witness in the world of the reality of a supernatural influence. You see, Jesus came, washed us with his blood, that the Holy Ghost could be poured out upon us and in us. And in John chapter 14, Jesus told them about that Holy Ghost. John 14, 16 and 17, I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper, a comforter, Paraclete, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold or know him, but you know him, because he abides with you and he will be in you. John 14, 26, and I've written them, I kind of combined, amplified, and King James and other translations to write them the way I wanted to meditate them. John 14, 26, it's all about the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. But the Comforter, Helper, Counselor, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance that I said to you. John 15, 26. When the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness of me. John 16, verse 7. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Comforter shall not come to you. John 16, 13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will show you things to come. Jesus said, when the Holy Ghost comes, he will be inside you and he will guide you. I've written in my Bible, he's my guide inside. I don't have to be confused about what to do. I have a guide inside. And if I will meditate these scriptures and listen to him, he'll even wake me in the mornings and show me what to do. Now, Jesus said in John 16:13, he will not speak on his own initiative. Whatever he hears, he will speak. Notice he speaks. The Holy Ghost is not silent inside you. He wants to speak. He wants to speak to you. And he speaks to you what he hears. Now, he is not, the Holy Spirit is not the CEO, you might say, the chief. That's God the Father. All plans come from God the Father. But he helps enact them. And the Holy Spirit, he speaks what he hears. It is as if there is a conference going on in heaven. Somewhere in the great council rooms of heaven, God the Father and God the Son are talking about you. And the Holy Ghost hears what they say, and the Holy Ghost tells you, inside you. And he will show you things to come, if you'll listen to him. Christians need not make mistakes in judgment, who to marry, who to do, what stock to invest in, where to go, where to live. You have a guide inside. I'm going to read you that verse again. When he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will show you things to come. And so, bless the Lord, I've written in my Bible, in the back of my Cambridge Bible, I have lots and lots of pages where I have written my scriptures that I meditate. I'll read you some more. Psalm 143:10. This is in a Hebrew translation. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit guide me over level ground. Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you shall go. I will guide you with mine eye. If anyone thinks that the Lord hasn't promised to guide and lead us, how could they think of all these witnesses that he does? It's just that we have to do the right thing to hear him. Psalm 27:8, David did the right thing. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? In your behalf, my heart has said, seek my presence. Your presence, O Lord, I do seek. I think, you know how it says that David was after a man after God's own heart? Why? I think it's this. He sought God's presence. He inquired of the Lord. These are words we hear over and over in the Bible about David. He sought God's face. He sought God's presence. He inquired of the Lord. You can do it. You can seek God's presence. Seek his face. In fact, you have the Holy Ghost inside you. And Jesus promised that he will guide you. Psalm 16:11. You will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. He will show you the path of your life. Bless the Lord. In the room here with me are Hannah. How old are you, Hannah?
18.
And Brandon, how old are you?
20.
20. 18 and 20. They've got a path of life. It's ahead of them. And there's a perfect path. And he wants you on that path. He doesn't want you down little side rabbit trails. Now, to stay on that path, he has promised to show you, to guide you, to lead you. If you'll do the thing so that you can hear him, you'll stay on the path and it'll be good. Bless the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 4, 36. Now, he said this to Israel, but I use it because I've heard God's voice. I've even heard his audible voice. And so I put this down because sometimes he does. Not often, but sometimes he can speak in an audible voice to you. And this he said in Deuteronomy 4:36 of the children of Israel. Moses wrote this, out of heaven he makes me to hear his voice so that he might instruct me. And so when I'm meditating that, I say, out of heaven he made me to hear his voice so that he could instruct me. It happened in my kitchen once in Collinsville, Oklahoma. And I've written down by Deuteronomy 4:36 in my Bible, my kitchen, Collinsville. Psalm 16:11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Job 33:14-16. Sometimes God speaks to you in the nighttime. And here we see in Job 33:14-16, he opens the ears of men and seals their instructions. Job 35:10, God is my maker who gives songs in the night. Psalm 16:7, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. The reins, actually, it's a Hebrew word which has to do with the kidneys, like the kidneys being your innermost parts. He said, he's taken my innermost parts, my spirit, to instruct me, and it can come in the night season. I'll read you that again, Psalm 16:7. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. Of course, we see in the New Testament, he gives guidance by angels, guidance in dreams. Hallelujah. I really like this when I'm practicing the presence and listening. I like to look at Psalm 27. We've read it already, verse 8. And this is the Hebrew translation. In your behalf, my heart has said, seek my presence. Your presence, O Lord, do I seek. And then verse 14, wait on the Lord, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You know, you can wait in his presence. You be silent a bit. Psalm 25:5-15, on thee do I wait all the day. Mine eyes are ever turned toward the Lord. Hallelujah. Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep them in shalom, shalom, or perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Lord, teach us to wait in your presence, because it's a new year. And none of us listening, want to walk on our own path without your guidance and your leading. We don't want to choose for ourselves our path of life. It's too big. We want to hear well done at the end of it. And so, Father, teach us to wait. Teach us to meditate. Teach us to listen. Help us to hear. This is Billy Brim inviting you to come and be with us over at, with Sharon Doherty and Victory Christian Center, the evening service, January 3rd, and to listen, KNYD Roadshow, on Monday, when we'll be with Roberta Potts, Oral Roberts' daughter, and David Warren. I'm looking forward to those days. I hope you can join us. Shalom, shalom, and Happy New Year.